Okay, now if you will, Kirk, tell me that again about Jerry Ford.
Back in 1934, which the game we won, 16-0, Jerry Ford clipped me, and I walked up to Jerry and said, "If you ever clip me again, I will kick your teeth in."
Do you recall anything about the play itself? Was it right into the line, or was it you? Let's see, he clipped you. You must have been on defense, of course.
That is
you
right.
You were on defense, and he was blocking for somebody and gave you a good clip, I see.
That is right.
All right, tell me the story now about Kansas and the field there.
In Kansas, the field, of course, at that time didn't have any tile for draining, and the field was just one solid mass of water. And Eddie Kowicki came up to me, and he says, "If you can throw the ball over the line of scrimmage, I can swim in." And I was fortunate enough to be able to throw the ball over the line of scrimmage, and Ed literally swam in. We won the game 6-0.
Was that the first play of the game?
It was in the first quarter.
In the first quarter. Uh-huh.
And there were no other scores because you couldn't kick the ball, you couldn't throw it. But Eddie said he could swim in, and he did.
Hey, good. Kirk, if you will, tell me, how did you come to Michigan State? How and by whom were you recruited?
I came to Michigan State as a track man.
Ah.
And that was when Bach wasn't there at that time. Our track coach was Mike Castile. I then, after playing my freshman year, I didn't play ball my freshman year, I was only in track. Mike Castile came by St. Joe, Michigan, just to stop and visit me because he and Bach were out talking to people. At that point, I was a lifeguard and I was in beautiful shape, kicking a football barefoot and tanned up and getting in real condition for the following year. Mike asked me if I would come out for football. And I told Mike at that point that I was too small. I only weighed 140 pounds. And he says, "Well, come on out." And I said, "No, Mike." I said, "You got a good back talent out there." And I said, "I can't. I'm just too small." So he said, "Well, come out and see me anyway." I had to go back early because I worked in the hospital.
What and hospital?
That's the hospital on campus.
Olin. Was Olin there at that time?
Olin was there. Miss Applegate was in charge. At one day I walked over to the field, and Mike says, "Go over and put a pair of shoes on." So I said, "Mike, no, I'm just too small. I can't do anything." And he says, "Go and put a pair of shoes on just to satisfy me." So I went over and put a pair of football shoes on, a pair of track pants, and went over. Mike says, "Can you throw the ball?" And I said, "Sure, I can throw the ball." I had good catchers like Eddie Kowicki and Zars and the boys, and it was very simple to hit them. Mike says, "Can you kick?" And I says, "Well, sure, I can kick because that's what I've been doing all summer, barefoot." So I was firing him out there 50, 60, 70 yards and ran a few plays. And at the end of the day, they put us down at one end of the field. We had to run up 200 yards. And of course, being in shape and the rest of them not in shape, I just won very easily. I could beat anybody. Mm-hmm. So that was the end of that particular day. That was the end. So the next morning, Mike came up the hospital where I was cleaning up the hospital, opening for, you know, getting the hospital ready for school. Mike says, "Have you seen the papers?" And I said, "No." And he says, "You're coming out today?" And I says, "Hell no, I'm not coming out." So he says, "Well, you better go and see the newspapers." And I says, "Well, why? What's wrong? What's in the newspapers?" And he says, "You better go look at a newspaper." So I looked at a newspaper, and the headlines were, "Michigan State finds triple threat halfback." That's how I started football.
I'll be darned. Now, when you first came to Michigan State, did you come on your own completely? Did whoever was the track coach then? I don't know who it was then.
Young was the track coach.
Did he recruit you? Did he know of you? The state high school meets maybe?
Yes, because I had won in high school. I was from St. Joe, Michigan, a Class B school, and I had won the state track meet single-handed.
Mm-hmm. What did you win? What
was there? Hurdles,
sprint,
hurdles, and a vaulter and a high jumper.
Right. What did you get for coming here? Did you get a job? Promise of a job?
I had a promise in the job, and the
books?
First when I came up to school, I had a promise of job. I went over to see Young, and he was too busy, and I didn't have any money or anything, so I stayed up here one day and I left, and I then went back home. And I, to St. Joe, I bummed home, And the following day, I was going to go to school and see if I couldn't get into Northwestern because I needed a job. And that night, I went out on a town, and the state police got a hold of me, and they said that Olander, who was police commissioner at that time, had assigned the state police to find me and bring me back to school. So that's how I came back, and when I did come back,
but that was when you were still just a track man. You had not.
I wasn't even in school yet.
Oh, I see.
That's how I got to school. They brought me back, and they assigned me then, and I got a job in the hospital, and that's where I worked.
Now, by the time you finished, did you have anything more? See, these days they get full rides. They got everything paid for themselves. Did you ever get close to that?
No, never.
I don't think any of the guys.
We worked for everything we got. I think tuition at that time was $15, and I got a scholarship for $15 for tuition.
Oh, darn. What's the biggest thrill you've ever had in college football? Is there any one particular game that sticks out, or one play maybe?
Well, I think the biggest thrill was, of course, beating Michigan for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think back in 1933, I had scored a touchdown against the University of Michigan, and that was the first time I think Michigan State had even scored against them in 18 years.
Yeah, since 15.
And then I played in 34, and we beat them. Mm-hmm. I'd made 2 touchdowns. Steve Sebo had kicked the field goal, and then we beat them in 35, and it was mainly on passing to Kowicki, and Brandstetter had a field day that day, mm-hmm. and I graduated in 35, and then, of course, the boys in 36 kept right on going and beating him. So I'd say my biggest thrill was beating Michigan.
Mm-hmm.